For real, for real.
Der brackets, der continue at der slash you. Welcome to.
Why does everything got to be German with me?
I don't know. German or semen? That's all it ever is. German semen. That's a good band.
No, semen German. Like
semen German?
He's an admiral. He's part of the Navy. Hello, students of slash you.
Semen German.
Welcome Hello, to welcome the brackets.
We're doing the Slasher Madness Bracket.
The Slasher Madness Bracket. Slasher Brackets. Brought to you by Fushigi Balls. If you want to make people know you're a nerd, grab a Fushigi.
Yes.
Hey, I have a Fushigi laying around here somewhere in our little studio. Right there next to you. See it?
Oh, nice.
That crystal ball next to the skull.
Oh, okay.
No, right there. The skull right there.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Good in an audio medium to point something out visually in the room.
Well, people probably don't remember the Fushigi. It was like kind of had like a really. You could look it up on YouTube. Obviously, the commercial. Yeah. And it was like, you know, kind of the testimonial of people on the street. Yeah. That's awesome. It looks so cool, and I learned it like in minutes. You know, and it's just a fucking dick. You know, so these are the same people that play Magic now.
We've.
Oh yeah, thank you.
We pumped out. We put out three. Because, you know, we're doing this Slasher Madness bracket. It's a 16-team bracket. And we got to thinking, like, if we just do one matchup a week,
22
it's
going
to take us, like, 22 weeks to get through this.
I would almost a half a year.
Yeah, so we don't need to do that. So we just, I threw up three episodes, boom, 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 right in a row, on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, our normal release date. So did you listen to them? I know I did. We threw out Michael.
You were talking to me for a second.
No. So let's rehash everything so far. Because there's not that many. Our first round was Madman Mars versus Horny the Clown.
Horny the Clown advanced.
Horny the Clown advanced. Then we just put out these three: Michael Myers versus Cletus the Fetus.
Yeah, didn't Cletus the Fetus went?
But that was our decision. The crowd weigh in at all?
Crowd weighed in. Everyone chose Cletus the Fetus.
Oh, good. You sure there wasn't one or two who said Michael?
Oh, of course. There's a fucking couple people out there that said Michael Myers, but they just don't know who Cletus the Fetus is.
You have to be realistic about this. I agree. Michael Myers is a fucking legend. He's a beast. Well, we'll get to beasts, but he's a legend. He's dominant over everybody he kills. But if you match him up with Cletus, we felt strongly that Cletus would win that based on the evidence that we presented in that episode. Go back and listen. And then the next day I put out The Beast from Sweatshop versus Funhouse Monster.
And see, this Gunther. Is, thank you for doing that. And also, sorry to interrupt, I went ahead and said The Beast is advancing.
I agree with you.
I don't care, like, if someone's going to come in. If someone wants to call up my phone number, area code 314-1344, you can honestly...
We'll debate.
Give me your reasons why you think some monster in a funhouse.
Gunther the Monster was essentially just a guy
who
was born horribly deformed looking like an alien baby. The Beast also is a guy, but unstoppable.
I want to see how the Beast was born, how he became to be. What was he like as a teenager?
Right.
The Beast is a beast, and like he's gonna be one to watch in this in this bracket, Andy.
And then the episode we released Monday was Belial Bradley, our little tumor with arms,
little testicles
from Basket Case versus Ghostface.
Testicles, you said Ghostface.
I think Ghostface wins because there's two of them.
Yeah,
there's two guys dressed up as Ghostface.
And before we get into our matchup today,
we didn't say who's winning that one.
Not yet. I still want to put it out to the people because
that's true.
I said Belial. You said Ghostface.
Yeah.
But
we have two more matchups in the first, I guess, round of this tournament.
Okay. But before we get into our matchups today, because we're going to...
Four more matchups. Sorry. Yeah. We're improvising here.
But we're going to get there sooner than you know. So I've been talking to Andy about this. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it popped up on my Instagram. For real.
Okay.
I'm not yoga pants and like, you know, I have fetishes, but breastfeeding isn't one of them. It's not. I mean, I know it's part of life and that's
I'm
rad.
I'm just going to edit in several cuts of you saying the word milk over the last several episodes.
Milk.
Yeah.
No, but for real. So let's get back to it. It's a part of nature. I love it. It's rad. Yeah. It should be done in public.
It's kind of what mammals do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I'm getting these things, and I've been sitting, what the hell is going on?
The algorithm is...
The breastfeeding is... It's women feeding fake babies so they can show their boobies.
Yeah. And it's a link in bio to my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Probably.
So
here's my breasts.
You're allowed to show your breasts if you have a baby. It's almost like if you hire a sex worker, you could go to jail. But if you put a camera in front of you having sex with that coworker,
we're filming a porno.
Yes. And that's totally legal. I don't understand the...
Very strange.
It is.
That's because the laws are so ridiculous.
They are. So, Andy, what would happen if I put, like, I'm not going to say put a, but how could I, if they could show their breasts, like, with a baby, I'm not going to put a baby next to my wee-wee.
No,
but
that's definitely a crime.
That is a crime. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, though, there's got to be a way to get around it so I can show my weenus on Instagram. You know what I mean?
Like, Instagram purchases Pinterest. Instagram.
But for real, back to it. Like, there's got to, I mean...
Why do you want to do this?
Just to see if I can break the algorithm.
But why do you need to put your penis on Instagram?
Andy, why wouldn't I want to put my penis on Instagram?
I don't know. The same. I asked this question about people who climb Everest. Why?
Well, I mean, it's a goal.
Because it's there.
But isn't it weird, though, that this can happen? Like, you can put... You can't show... Like, if it's art, you can't show your boob. But if you put a baby next to you, a fake baby, a blatantly fake baby.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just Zuckerberg and the gang over there at Insta haven't figured it out yet. They haven't figured it out, you know. And I'm sure a lot of those accounts get reported by the Debbie Downers of the world or the, you know, the party poopers, the real womp womps. Like, this woman is showing her breasts, so that's a fake baby. I'm going to report her. Dude, just...
I mean, I've saw on Instagram where they would put they would actually take man areolas and put them over and size them down perfectly to women's breasts, and they allowed it. That's fucking ridiculous.
I've never understood the blurring of the nipple. You can on even regular network TV, you can see an entire breast except the nipple, like it's got to be covered.
Not in France.
That's weird.
France are cultured. They drink good wine. They eat baguettes, and they can look at boobs on television.
Canada, too. The times I've been in Canada, television shows nudity after 9 p.m.
They only show, like, Daniel, or, like, you know, Franz's butt one time on Homicide. It's like, good, I get to see dude butt, which is rad, but I don't want to see old man dude butt.
No.
And what's also weird, too, about Instagram, they got these pause games. So, like, it's girls dancing around, and then, like, for half a millisecond.
It's a frame.
It's a frame of, like, maybe their bubes or their butt or them in a thong. So, it's... I mean, is that breaking the algorithm too? Andy, social media is getting crazy.
Not sure why we're talking about it.
Breastfeeding with fake babies and pause game to see bubes. Anyway, well, thanks for letting me. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Make sure you know what your kids are looking at on their phones.
Make sure you know what your fucking professors are
exposed to a lot of
looking at.
Yeah, your children are going to grow up quickly in this world, so educate them.
Do you want to see them grow up to be like Nick and Andy?
Nope.
Yes, I do.
Talk to your kids. Make sure you know what they're doing. Anywho,
let's get to it.
We are / You. We're a podcast that talks about cheesy, campy, sometimes forgotten slasher movies
and fake babies breastfeeding
and other Instagram trends.
Sorry, I thought.
But we've been doing this slasher bracket now, and we're still on like the first round of 16 teams. The first round, the first eight matchups, or whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? So, like I said, we've done Madman Mars, Michael versus Cletus, the Beast versus Funhouse Monster, and we did Belial versus Ghostface. Today.
We only have one more round after this.
You and I are going to record two today, and then there's two more after that before we advance to the Elite Eight.
And that's
good. Things should go faster.
We're going to go faster after that. But these are fun. They're short little quips.
It's great.
It's good for us to do this, too, because it makes it quick for us to put out content, even though we're still meeting once a week. It's not like I feel like I have to watch a full movie. And
we're both very busy. You're making Murder Cabin.
Murder Cabin, and which you are in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're both busy, and I'm going to be needing a lot of your time, which is going to be my time, so these are great. But tonight, we got two matches, but the first match we're going to talk about, and then we'll release the other one, because we release two every
we'll
Monday.
Separate, right? Should I do a Monday, or should I do one Monday and one Friday, or what do you think?
I don't know. We should maybe call one of our... You know, like,
if only somebody out there who listens would say what they would like us to do.
I've always said shit like something
any
on
audience
like,
member would
hit us up and I'll send you like a free used t-shirt worn by me. And no one ever, you remember we tried to give away that cool hat?
Like, you guys think he's joking. He'll do it. He will do it. just try it. Try it and see. And I'm just checking our email right now. Don't we got a bunch of emails from Acast, the service that publishes our podcast. That's it.
That's so nice.
It is nice. They're very nice people.
This, they reach out.
Yeah.
Find us on Instagram, /you_podcast.
Right.
Email us, /youpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and hit /youpodcast.com, the website. I've put the link to the Kickstarter for your movie up there.
Come on, dude.
Put the bracket. The full bracket is up there.
If the four listeners gave $20 a piece, Andy, that'd be $80.
That math checks out.
And if you donate $30, you'll get a free Murder Cabin t-shirt.
And that's not a lie. That's not Nick joking around. That's legit. That's happening.
What do you mean? I don't lie.
You don't. I didn't say lie. Joking around. So, tell us.
We're already 10 minutes.
We're doing these short ones. Tell us what we should do. Should we throw up one next week Monday, or every Monday, or two? You know, would you like to see the days staggered? I could just throw two up the same day.
Yeah, two on the same day, or one on Monday and like one on Thursday. But you know what? I'm just excited to be doing this
because we're in charge.
Because still, I don't care if there's only two listeners. This is just fun for me. So I know Stabby's out there listening, Greg. So that's rad. What up, Greg?
Good.
Also donated
to the fundraiser, the Kickstarter. Well, thank you.
Yes.
Good for you, Greg. I know my wife's. We picked up at least one new listener. My wife's friend Julia.
Hello, Julia.
Likes these movies. So, today's matchup. This is from two of our more recent movies.
Boom, boom, boom.
One's from, I think, season 7 of Slash You, and one's just from our current season, season 8. We've got, from episode 128 of Slash You, Thanksgiving, the killer, John Carver. The guy dressed as John Carver.
Yep.
The first mayor of, or governor, I think, of Plymouth Colony.
That was exactly, you are correct,
thank
sir.
Thank you. I know some history. And then from episode 134 of Slash You, and 135, we have Laid to Rest.
Chrome Skull. We recorded those episodes just this past February, Andy.
Yeah.
And I lost all my notes on Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
When did we record that one?
Probably right around Thanksgiving. I know the episode came out on November 29th.
That's cool. Yeah.
Because I was just listening to it in the car, and then we over
Jody's birthday.
Yeah. And Jody's in the episode. You called her from the basement here. Because she was wrangling the dog upstairs.
Hey, so this, Andy, this is a no-brainer to me. I mean, what is there to talk about? I mean, I want you to lead, but because I can't find my notes.
This is like a 1 seed versus a 16 seed.
This is exactly it. I'm going to be honest. Like, there's no Cinderella story going on here.
Yeah.
Only thing I can say right now, though, is this. All creative kills. Very. All creative, though.
Let's talk to John Carver first.
Okay, but, okay.
Yeah.
All I want to say about John Carver is this.
Right.
Chrome Skull had two sequels. John Carver has not yet, brother. Right. He's getting one.
Right.
He's getting one. But, again, this story, which is pretty much Scream, except more gorier and set in Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers, of course. McDreamy is the killer.
Right.
I counted. I mean, there's just a handful of kills.
13.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had
it written here in my notes.
Sorry, but the comparison I'm talking JC, I mean, it's cool. It was a fun movie to watch if you like the genre. Mm-hmm. If you were being first introduced to, you'd be like, okay, this is great. But you'd have to watch Chrome Skull to really compare each other. Like, what do you think?
Well, Thanksgiving is done by Eli Roth, of course, which everybody likes to metaphorically blow him for being such a great, gory director.
Gory, yes.
He follows the formula pretty well in this movie, you know. One, we pointed it out, one token African-American character, you know.
One naughty girl, let's put it that way.
All the tropes, the
frisky,
jock.
Yes. Yeah. Very good, very good.
A lot of the regular kills that you'd see. John Carver, I want to point out a principle that we've followed so far in this tournament. John Carver's motivated by revenge because his lover and mother of his baby, he was having an affair with one guy's wife.
Yeah.
She's the one who got killed at the beginning of the movie.
That's right.
And
revenge is a dish best served cold.
He goes a year later on his killing spree for revenge. And we have said so far that revenge is like a pretty strong motivator for our killers. That's how Horny the Clown beat Madman Mars.
Ghostface.
That's how Cletus beat Michael Myers. And
we still haven't got Ghostface and Bilal. I still think Bilal.
I think Ghostface wins that one. But John Carver, at the end of the day, is a man. He's just a guy like you and me who decided I want to go kill.
Yeah, he's a sheriff of the town.
Whereas Chrome Skull is not just a guy. He's a little bit more resilient, if you will.
But they both are guys. I mean, yeah, Chrome Skull, I mean, if we're not mistaken, yeah. He had a name, James Chromio or something.
Yeah.
Chromero.
He just had
Chromero.
Thus his obsession with Chrome.
Do you want to come in my Chromero?
You want to ride my Chromero?
No, but whatever his name was, he was a doctor.
He did Drawn of the Dead. Chromero.
He drove his Chromero to the drive-in to see Drawn of the Dead. Hey, but remember the second laid to rest with Chrome his Skull wife?
Laid to rest too. Yeah, at the end of the movie.
The wife. I mean, she was pregnant. She wasn't part of Chromio's deaths.
No,
list.
She had no knowledge of it.
But well, I mean, once they told her, like, "Hey, do you recognize this dude? You know, he did some." Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even begin to count all the kills. I got.
We just counting Laid to Rest Part One, correct?
I've counted both.
Oh well, we didn't count the Scream sequels, and we didn't count.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Very good.
I'm trying to stay consistent.
You are consistent. Yeah. I got nuts because I just started going crazy because I knew
you got these nuts is what you got. My
I got
friend.
These nuts in your mouth. I got so excited that I just started going through all the...
Oh, sure. Yeah. But let's be honest here. Chrome Skull literally had his face melted off at the end of the first movie and came back. Like we could still acknowledge the sequel. He didn't die at the end of the first movie.
Neither did Spice Boy.
John Carver?
Yeah.
No, but what injury did John Carver suffer other than just kind of getting beat up and he was left in a burning building at the end of Thanksgiving? And then he just got out. You know, that happens all the time with these killers. They get, like, knocked to the ground as the building is on fire, and everybody escapes. And then, of course, they just get up and walk out.
His body was just right here.
He was right here when the building was on fire.
And then he's, like, rounds up driving the ambulance away.
Yeah, but Chrome Skull, he got shot. He sewed it up himself. He got fucking stabbed in the eye in the beginning of the movie. He pretty much ignored it. I think he injected some numbing agent or something to keep himself from feeling it. The guy was like a walking tank because they're throwing everything they had at him. And at the end, they plastered his mask with that super toxic glue. And when he put it on, it burned his face. He ripped it off of his face, peeling off his skin on his face. She fucking hit him with a bat in the head, and he still survived and came back in part two. So Chrome Skull's just kind of unstoppable.
Chrome Skull, I even kind of had this down too. This movie is like if Sweatshop had a little brother and the little brother wanted to impress the big brother. This is what this movie is like.
Okay.
And then it's funny because... come on, Nick, use your words. You're a writer. You can do this. Chrome Skull was such an underrated movie. Like, I had no idea. Like, and I remember how we found it. It was because, Sweatshop said, "Oh, if you like Sweatshop, you'll like this.
Laid to Rest, also from 2009.
Yes.
Yeah.
Robert Hall is no longer with us, directed both. He was a practical effects, embodiment, but he then, started directing.
We think that's why the part three hasn't really done anything yet.
Part three was ready to go.
They had like a 20, yes. There's a site I found of 2015 where they had raised the money and they were going to green light and go forward with part three.
Because he was in LA.
It was called like Laid to Rest 3 Resurrection or something like that. Forget what it was.
Well, he's still alive. I know John Carver's still alive, but yeah. I mean, hands down, I mean, I don't know if we have to go over all, we can't go over all of Chrome Skull's kills.
No, we shouldn't. We don't have to.
I mean,
just go back and listen to our episode. It's from February, for God's sake.
But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to toss the basketball in the net for 2 points.
Uh-huh.
I'm giving this a Chrome Skull.
Me too. There's no argument here. Even though John Carver's motivated by revenge, which we've argued in the past is a pretty strong motivator, he is, at the end of the day, just, a regular sheriff guy. Chrome Skull has probably billions of dollars backing him up too.
That's what I guess.
I can point out, you can get around the fact that he survived. He's got all his money and a crew who ambulanced him away and patched him up.
Had like what I thought was his, I guess, his right hand man in the second one, playing by Brian Austin Green.
Yeah,
we're bringing up the second one because I still love it. Like, how do we make the surgeons look like they're nefarious and they're working for the bad guy?
Black scrubs.
Yeah, brilliant.
Black scrubs.
I mean, he even had a tattoo artist on retainer.
Right.
So he had money. So to me, he had to come from money. And I guess even in the first one, they said that his background probably was surgical.
You'd say he's like the Batman of killers. He's just like a yes! billions of dollars.
He's the Bruce Wayne.
Except he's not acting alone. He's got a crew who knows who he is and is, for some reason that we still don't know, is funding his killing.
Well, is
we
he
still don't know
it?
Why he's doing it.
Well, just because he's...
They never really said why he's...
That's why prequels... I don't like remakes. I think if before you do a fucking remake, do a prequel.
Well...
To do something that shows a more of a backstory.
We like the backstory here, slash you. But I think that Chrome Skull wins this because he's just tougher. He's stronger. He's more resilient. Yeah, he's got all the gadgets. Fucking, you know, he's just a big hulking, like... tough guy.
I agree, Andy. And what really kind of tugs at my heart a little bit is that since we're not doing Michael Myers versus Jason Voorhees, who would win? Well, since we're not doing that, some people really don't know like Chromio, or they don't know. Well, they'll probably know John Carver.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
Governor
sure.
Governor of the Pilgrim Colony. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the movie. This is the movie too, because you know it was like one of the highest grossing slashers that came out.
It was good.
You know,
it was really good. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Eli Spooge.
It was very creative deaths, kills. And,
yeah, the one I think I remember my cliff kill. My dick kill. I think was the roasted turkey. They were carving
Kathleen.
Kathleen's leg.
And
cooked alive in an oven, killed for being the wife of the store manager and hiding the true events of the riot.
Do you remember the parade float driver? How he slams on the brakes and the parade float crashed through the back of his truck and into the back of his head. Totally mangled his head.
Unnamed man impaled through the head by a Mayflower float in a car accident.
Yeah. I mean, John Carver didn't do that, but still.
He caused it.
Yeah.
Indirectly, he caused it, but he didn't kill him. So, but yeah, like, you know, Lizzie, Manny, Lonnie, Amy, Yulia. Yeah.
Remember
Lionel?
Yulia?
Yulia.
The corn cob holders in her ears?
Yeah, and then she was gutted with a rotary saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chrome Skull, he, like, fucking, you know, killed a lot of people, too.
I
got the whole list in front of me.
Slashed open, jagged knives, face sawed off.
Yep. So, this goes to Chrome Skull,
head
in my
sawed
opinion.
Upwards from the throat. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, I see the brackets forming.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already had, in my opinion, I think Cletus Afidus was a number 16 that went up against Michael
Cinderella.
Myers. He's a Cletus Afidus Cinderella.
Yeah.
Cletus had some punch. Michael's just like, I want to get Lori and eat dogs. You know, that's.
Yeah. Because Michael Myers was a child when he went to the sanitarium and then broke out, knew how to drive a car. You said he knew astrophysics and all that. And he was just fixated on Laurie Strode. And
he was a good dungeon master.
Cletus was looking for a family who shunned him, and then he went off. You know, I don't want to get back on that debate, though. But
No. Yeah. It's good.
And since we
both agree on Cletus and Fetus, we have a little time. Can we get back to the fake babies and the boobs on Instagram?
We don't have to.
Okay,
do that.
Well, here's why. Okay. No, I'm playing.
I think Chrome Skull wins.
I think Chrome Skull wins too. So if that's the case, next week Chrome Skull will be taking either be going head to head against Maniac Cop or Andy Brenda from Urban Legend, which I think is going to be a surprise too. Brenda's got some.
That's going to be a tough.
Oof. You're right. That's going to be someone where I have to do some research in the notes, but I kind of like where this is going. Since we have Chrome Skull moving forward.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm going to put it up for the students to.
I really think listeners should have a voice, obviously.
But I just don't want them to vote just because they think, you know, it's like when people pick the NCAA, which I'm guilty of. They just pick the, I like dogs more than I like turtles. So they'll pick, you know, like the Huskies over the Terrapins or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, the Orangemen.
So, yeah. I mean, I like Orangemen. I like, you know, I love Trump. I love Orangemen. So I'm going to pick them.
He's from Syracuse, right?
I'm from Syracuse. I like it. It's very good up there. There's things to eat.
He donated to the school. That's why they're the Orangemen.
Yeah.
Remember it was the Syracuse Orange?
Dude, okay, so here in Milwaukee, we have the RNC coming up with the Republican National Convention. So we have this online journal called On Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
It's great. They have an Instagram coming out, and on April Fools, they got me. They fucking got
me. Did they?
Pfizer Forum, RNC has planted a permanent Donald Trump gold statue.
And you were like, what?
I forgot about the day.
Sure.
It seems plausible because of the shit that people want to do.
Sure.
They wanted to put him up on Mount Rushmore. They're trying to get Dulles International named after him.
Okay.
I mean, so anyway, that got me. So,
I'm choosing to focus on the positives. Positive. Hopefully it'll bring a lot of money to the city, which generates, you know, revenue for everyone.
Oh, it's going to bring debt. It's going to be protests,
we can
fights.
Help the schools with all the additional revenue, stuff like that.
Maybe. We were supposed to have the DNC, but then COVID happened.
Right.
Hey, dig this.
Please.
So guess who's coming up next week, Andy? Guess who we're going to be talking about?
Next matchup.
I can't
say next week. We're kind of all over the place right now. So
my microphone smells better now that I don't drink beer. It doesn't smell like fucking feet and cheese.
And the microphone smells like a beer.
and the microphone jar, smells like some feet.
Tips in my jar and say, man, what are you doing next episode?
Next episode, we're going Stitches the Clown. Everybody, Epi yeah. against, fuck. Against Victor Crowley.
I'm excited to talk about this one.
Victor, I am too, because I don't want to get into it, but I should do it now.
But yeah, Stitches the Clowns versus Victor Crowley. And then we do still have two more first round matchups.
Yes.
Brenda from Urban Legend versus Maniac Cop.
Yep.
You mentioned, and Pitchfork from Hayride versus Buddy Bacon. And those...
Buddy Bacon from Slaughterhouse.
From Slaughterhouse. Once we're done with those, that will conclude the Sweet 16 round, and we will move on to the Elite Eight.
Which we'll probably do the same. I think we could do two because
we'll have less discussion.
We'll have less discussion.
We've already talked about the characters, but we'll have to talk about them in context against the other one.
I mean, sometimes I really, when we do the Elite Eight, like I'm going to put them like in like Minecraft. Like they're the only two of them there, and like I want to know like who's going to win.
We can ask ChatGPT or something.
I've tried that before, and it says it doesn't want to talk about violence.
Oh, come on, ChatGPT, grow a pair.
I mean, this is like AI, like when you're like, hey, I want to see, like, boobs. It's like, no, but I know they have NSFW.
Yeah, I know.
AI, but like, I mean, I just think it's like, why do you need AI to make boobs when you can just go to boobs.com free? AI, I think, is nefarious in the sense that, like, why would people need it? Like, I mean, if you want to say, like, I want to see, like, a unicorn banging, like, a...
Does it have to be sexual? Like, does it always have to be sexual?
Well, NSFW usually means yes.
Oh, I suppose, yeah. But any AI, just chat be GPT.
No, I mean, I did for /you, you know, logos.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people are using NSFW AI to be like,
oh, I'm sure.
I want to see a unicorn banging a centaur.
And you can.
And isn't it weird people would pleasure themselves with that?
Yeah, that is weird. Can you ask for, like, celebrities? Like, show me Taylor Swift.
Well, didn't Taylor. They got a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
That made huge news.
So
I mean,
you
people
can't ask NSFW AI to generate that for you.
Well, supposedly someone did, and they started like generating the pictures. Like,
show me a cartoon Taylor Swift versus
yeah,
cartoon Britney Spears in her prime, and who wins that fight?
That's
spoilers,
just crazy,
Britney.
Yeah. Spoilers, Britney. I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right.
With those knives, man.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, so let's sign off.
Up.
Hey, don't forget, please, if you do, can you go to the Kickstarter that we'll have linked up on /you probably for the next 2 months? No, actually, we're only live for about another month.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be posting it a lot. T-shirts, cheap. $5. You don't even need to. $5, $10 goes a long way. We're really serious about this film. Please and thank you.
Murder_cabin_movie on Instagram.
Yep.
There's
starting to get more followers, which is crazy.
Kickstarter links. Share it with your friends. We have a fundraiser coming up on, as you hear this, Wednesday the 10th, April 10th. There's a fundraiser at the very famous X-Ray Arcade where we're going to do a little bit of a table read interview with some of the cast members.
Yep. Thank you.
And that'll be an episode of /you. So if you're in the greater Milwaukee area, please come on out to X-Ray Arcade in Cudahy and on April 10th for that. But if you're hearing this after April 10th, 2024, I hope you had a good time. So that's it, man. That's all I know. Chrome Skull moves on. And we'll hit the next one. Until next time, class dismissed.
See you, everybody.